SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Biden administration emphasizing bipartisanship in the wake of the collapsed bridge incident in Baltimore. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Some Republicans in Congress are cool to the idea of the federal government paying for the reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge as proposed by President Biden. Asked about the possibility of GOP resistance, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said,
"You know, today this is happening in Baltimore. Tomorrow it could be your district, and we really need to stand together, red, blue, and purple, to get these things done."
Officials in Washington and Maryland say it's too soon to know the price tag of rebuilding the bridge. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at srnnews.com, RNC Chairman Michael Whatley says, all Republicans need to do in order to win this November is to lay out the contrast between life under Joe Biden and life under former President Donald Trump.
We are going to make sure that we are using any and every available platform to put our message out there and demonstrate to the American people the amazing contrast that we have in front of us right now.
And he adds, it shouldn't be hard for Republicans to win over the undecided voters.
All we need to do is have people understand that they are better off under President Trump. They will be better off under President Trump, and they're going to go out and they're going to vote.
And Whatley tells the Salem Radio Network, voters will respond to the promise of improved economy, law and order, and strong foreign policy. King Charles III earlier today shaking hands and chatting with onlookers after attending an Easter service at Windsor Castle, his most significant public outing since it was announced a month ago that he had been diagnosed with cancer. This is SRN News. A population bomb ticking around the world.
But it's not overpopulation, quite the opposite. A new study published this month in The Lancet projects that due to falling birth rates, every region outside of Africa will be below the population replacement rate within 15 years. Wealthy industrialized countries, including the U.S., lead the way, with too few births to replace the number of people who die every year. Abortion and an increased focus on career over family are being blamed for the trend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two families of minor children have filed a constitutional challenge to an Ohio law that bars same-sex operations on anyone under 18. Now, the suit, filed by or with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, is claiming that the state of Ohio is denying transgender youth, quote, health care. This is SRN News. Quite a setting for horse riders and tens of thousands of visitors in the Olympics this summer. Here's Rhonda Rockster with that story.
Preparations are underway at the gardens of the Versailles Palace to host equestrian and modern pentathlon events during the summer's Paris Games. Temporary facilities include grandstands are being built across the park where up to 40,000 people are expected to attend the cross-country part of the event. Now, the main arena will hold over 16,000 seated spectators for the dressage and show jumping competitions. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Tugboats were not escorting that massive cargo ship when it lost power in the port of Baltimore, slamming into the bridge. Maritime experts say the incident is drawing renewed attention to whether such tugboat escorts should be required in the nation's ports to nudge big ships to safety. One of the reasons they haven't used them, officials say, it is very costly. More details at srnnews.com.